Issues Etc. regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. 300. Okay, Jeff tells me we have to get through Vlog of the Week very quickly because Soundbite of the Week, some of the soundbites are a little longer. We're going to give plenty of time for people to vote for Soundbite of the Week coming up here in about 3 or 4 minutes here on Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. It's Friday, April the 24th, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We read a lot of blogs. And if your blog has the Issues Etc. widget, which is a little badge available at our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote. You'll find it there and instructions how to put it on your blog. If your blog has the Issues Etc. widget, you email us at talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell us about it, and we'll read your blog and consider it every week as we pick our Issues Etc. blog post of the week. What's yours, Jeff?
Mine is a blog, a new blog we found out about called Men, the Number 4 God web blog, and it's a blog post titled In Praise of Carrie Prejean. This is the woman, Miss California, who everybody knows a story about that. He writes, one of the judges, an openly gay gossip blogger named Perez Hilton, asked Carrie Prejean, Miss California, if she thought more states should allow gay marriage. Prejean answered that in her state and in her family, marriage was between one man and one woman, and then even apologized if she offended anyone. Not only did she end up in second place, but Hilton posted a vlog blasting Prejean for not being prepared for the question, bringing her religion into the answer, and giving the worst answer in pageant history. This is where I have a problem. First, Prejean did not appear to be unprepared as she answered the question immediately without stumbling or second-guessing. She did not say anything about religion, only about the law in her state and the opinion in her family. I think this is one of the best answers she could have given. I think the real problem here is that Hilton wanted to use his moment in the national TV spotlight to advance the radical homosexual agenda, and it backfired right in his face. In his vlog, he said he didn't want to hear people talking about Jesus, which she never did. Could this be because deep down he knows his chosen lifestyle is wrong and that he can't stand up under the heat of the gospel? So far, this is a good story, but the best is yet to come. In an interview yesterday with Matt Lauer, Prejean was asked if she had a do-over, would she make her answer less non-committal to give her a better chance at winning? Prejean said that as a Christian, now she invokes her faith, not then. This was simply not an option, and that she was proud of herself, and she knew a lot of other people who were proud of her, too. My post for Blog of the Week, Men for God web blog, a blog post titled In Praise of Carrie Prejean, and she says God has plans for her. And what did I tell you the other day? We'll expect within the next month a lucrative career, Carrie Prejean, Fox News anchor, within the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, sooner probably rather than later. That's a good choice, too. That's a very good choice. My blog pick of the week comes from a blog that I often read, although I wish he posted more, called Father Hollywood. And he wrote recently a blog post called Closed Communion Cone Size Catch 22. Stick with me for a second. Here he's talking about the practice of closed communion, that is a definite line of fellowship around the communion rail, wherein those who believe and confess the same things, especially with regard to the nature of the Lord's Supper, are welcome, and those who refuse to believe these things are asked to commune someplace else where they deny the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Well, he's talking about within his own district in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, a Lutheran pastor trying to explain that no one in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod practices open communion, a ludicrous thought because many do. His blog reads, according to this man, name withheld to protect the absurd, all LCMS pastors practice closed communion. It's just that some of us have bigger cones than others. No lie, this is exactly what the fellow said. In other words, one pastor might have a small cone and only commune LCMS congregants and those who commune with the LCMS. Other pastor's cone may be a little bit bigger. He may commune anyone who believes Jesus is really present, and another pastor's cone may be still larger, and he will commune any baptized Christian. See, we all practice closed communion. Open communion simply isn't done in our synod. Not an issue. No doctrinal disagreements here. Nothing to see here, folks. Please move along. Have you ever heard such nonsense? No, I haven't. Isn't it easier just to have integrity and say that you disagree with the doctrine of closed communion rather than create an elaborate, intelligence-insulting, logically fallacious absurdity like this and peddle it to LCMS pastors with a straight face? That's my blog pick of the week. Father Hollywood, Closed Communion Cone Size Catch 22. We'll have both of our picks posted under the on-demand page of our website tonight, issuesetc.org.